They veered toward the stadium, but Anya paused and looked toward the celebration. Her instincts weren't ready to let this one go.
Can I meet you back at the stadium? Or better yet, at El Bravo's? I want to wander through the crowd a little longer.
Call me on my cell for directions.
As Garin stalked off, Anya swung around and eyed the alleyways and streets that turned off from the main road. The best place for a sniper to hide would be away from the crowd, unless she was dressed as a dancer. She passed a group of three dancers in polka dot skirts in varying shades of red. They were all gray-haired and too well-rounded to have given Anya such good chase. Coming upon a dancer in a red and white polka dot dress, Anya joined the crowd that stood around her. The dancer held a regal pose, arms arced above her head and chin thrust down defiantly, as she worked some fancy footwork on the cobblestones to no more than the clatter of the crowd's claps. The rhythmic clapping, called palmas, punctuated the dancer's moves. The woman's hair was pulled back into a loose ponytail, not nearly as smoothly coiffed or styled as the other dancers around her. A sheen of perspiration beaded her neck and chest. Anya moved to the front of the crowd, clapping along and getting the hang of the palmas after a few tries. The dancer spun around, her ruffled skirts dusting the air and revealing her rapid footwork beneath. It was amazing the punishing motions she could perform so forcefully and yet gracefully. Must be hell on the Achilles tendons. Anya's sight fell on the black mark on the woman's wrist. Looked like a tattoo, but her rapid movement wouldn't let Anya make out the design. Clutching her skirts at her hips, the dancer brought her dance to an end with a triumphant thrust of her hand to the sky. The dancer's head tilted down and her eyes angled to Anya. Her steady, dark gaze did not falter as she read Anya's daring look. A smirk curled the corner of the dancer's mouth. She stepped back and performed a twirl, fitting herself between two men in the crowd with a flirtatious ease. And then she dashed.
Who dances and dashes? Someone with good reason.
Anya chased after the dancer, knowing she had found the sniper. The dancing and festivities stretched ahead down the street, seemingly endlessly. Perhaps the hostel hadn't been so wild after all. The dancer dodged into the crowd, but Anya stayed close. Tourists jostled Anya off balance. Gripping a street lamp pole, Anya swung her body around. Using the momentum to lunge upward, Anya almost managed to grasp the dancer by the arm. The nails in the dancer's flamenco shoes weren't doing her any favors now. Sure, they created a loud, exacting beat when flamenco dancing, but they weren't so great for stealth.
And they have to give crummy traction.
The dancer turned right, and the alley was so narrow, Anya had to turn sideways. The dancer was 30 feet ahead of her and veered left down another alleyway, overturning a garbage can as she did. Noting the can, Anya sped up and jumped over it. She swung around the corner where the dancer stood, poised for Anya's approach. Anya charged the woman. The punch to her shoulder threw Anya off balance and against the brick wall. A heel kicked Anya in the hip, and she felt a nail head tear her skin.
You're loco.
Body poised in a half crouch for another punch, the dancer waited for Anya to shake off the blow. Then she followed with another swing. Anya dodged to the left. Anya kicked high, connecting with the dancer's ribs and knocking her against the brick wall.
You were on the rooftop. You shot at the matador.
I've been dancing for my supper all night.
I'm not with the police. I just want answers.
I saw you earlier. You work for the murderer.
What murderer?
El Bravo.
I don't work for him. I am curious, however, why you use a famous matador for target practice.
His fame is bought with blood.
Isn't that the point of bullfighting?
Still bent in the position to regain her breath, Anya called the sword to her grip. Anya charged the dancer, slamming her against the wall again with a fist to her shoulder and the blade up under her chin.
Oh yeah, you're mighty intent on protecting a murderer, eh, Americana?
Protesters usually carry signs and shout angry epithets. I can't believe you'd go so far as to shoot the guy.
You think I'm protesting the senseless killing of bulls? Oh, senorita, you have got it very wrong.
Overhead, Anya heard a couple of young boys who had stuck their heads out a second-story window to see what was going on. They held a huge paper airplane.
If I'm wrong, then correct me. Why did you take a shot at Manuel Bravo?
Because someone needed to.
Not good enough. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't make a citizen's arrest.
Something poked her above the ear. The dancer shoved Anya's shoulders and slipped out of her hold. The hard sole of the dancer's shoe connected with Anya's kidney. She stumbled, crushing the paper airplane underfoot.